is transcribed. The Adventures of the Sea Hound. The Adventures of the Sea Hound with Captain Silver and Jerry.
Ahoy, Captain Silver! Ahoy, Captain Silver!
Well, shipmates, Captain Silver realized that Carlos and Diego were members of the pirate gang and wasn't taken in by their trick. Yet he might have been better off if he had gone with them and Senora Inez instead of jumping aboard the train to look for Valencia. He found Valencia all right, recovering from an anesthetic. But Rodrigo was there, too, and attacked the captain with a knife. In the struggle, both men went through the window of the moving train, slid and rolled down an embankment, and fell into the marshland of the Cauca Valley. Captain Silver was stunned and lay quiet for several minutes. Then his scattered senses gradually returned. Rodrigo, lying nearby, was badly hurt. The knife he gripped had given him an ugly wound.
Are you badly hurt? I have to do what I can. Bad cut. Maybe I can make a tourniquet. Now, steady there. Steady. No. Keep your head out of the water. Rest it on my knee. Now take it easy. Take it easy. I've got to cut your sleeve away.
Un medico.
Yes, we could use a doctor, all right.
No.
But I got to put a tourniquet around that arm. Wait now. Hold it. Hold it steady. I've got to look at that cut.
Estoy enfermo.
Yes, I know.
Mande un médico.
Just a minute. I've got to get a handkerchief. This'll do.
Maleta. La maleta.
What about the suitcase? I got to tighten this on your arm. The knife will do it. Make it plenty tight. I know it hurts, but I've got to do it. There. That'll do it.
La maleta.
That's the stuff. Now open your eyes. Hey, you're lucky to be alive.
Un medico.
You'll have to wait a while for a doctor. We gotta get out of here first.
Donde?
We're in the marshland. We came down that bank.
Oh, you, Capitan Silver.
Yes.
How is it? I was so near when you opened the suitcase, the explosion.
Was to be an explosion when I opened that suitcase, huh?
I do not remember.
You don't. Well, you just think it over while I try to find some way out of here. The bank's too steep to climb. The water is far. A minute. There's a flatboat. Ahoy! Adel Barco! Ahoy!
Tango!
What's your name?
Rodrigo.
Oh, all right, Rodrigo. Now, you listen to me. This water extends as far as I can see.
Agua, mucha agua.
Must get deeper.
Yeah.
Just beyond the base of the bank.
Yeah.
Now, listen. A boat's coming to pick us up.
Bueno, yeah.
You made one play to get me with a knife. You seem to have made another with an exploding suitcase.
Estoy enfermo.
Yes, yes, I know, but you can listen. Don't try any more tricks,
no,
understand?
No.
Just a minute, huh? I'll grab hold of your boat and pull you in.
I saw you fall, senor.
Oh, you did? Yeah, well, yeah, there. And I guess that's as close as you can get. Water's only a couple of inches deep here.
You can put the other one on board?
Yes, I can manage. All right, now, come on. Up you come, Rodrigo.
Oh, my arm.
Well, never mind your arm. You're lucky to be alive.
Lucky a boat came along. All right, now, a little more. There. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Now, what is this? Sugar cane?
Si. I take you to La Estrellita.
La Estrellita?
It is the plantation. We go there.
How far is it?
It's a long way, senor. At this time of year, the Cauca Valley is flooded. We must go to the far side of the valley.
Well, now, wait. There's dry land right over there. That'll be far enough. We couldn't get up the railroad embankment.
But senor, you will make the boat go, eh?
Huh? Oh. You want me to paddle? All right.
I will tell you where to go.
We're heading for shore over there.
Oh, no, senor. We go to La Estrellita.
Oh. A gun, eh?
Si, senor. I can use it as a gun or...
You...
What?
As a club.
You...
Well, it's all right, Rodrigo. Huh? I will make the boat go. You see that Capitan Silva stays asleep.
But who told you...
My orders come from La Señora Inés.
When the day and night passed without word from Captain Silver, Senor Gonzalez knew that something was wrong. Taking Jerry, he caught the morning train and made the 50-mile trip to Cali. While Gonzalez contacted the police authorities, Jerry went to the riverbank to see if there was any sign of the Skyhound. He saw the trim monoplane a short distance from shore, and while looking about for a boatman to take him over, he heard a car approach and come to a sudden halt. Then the undercover man leaped from the car.
Senor Gonzalez.
Jerry.
Golly, you here.
I was afraid something might have happened to you.
Why? What's wrong?
I do not know, Jerry.
There's the Skyhound. I was just trying to...
See, I know. Capitan Silver left it there.
Did you hear anything about him?
Mucho.
Is he all right? Where is he?
I do not know, Jerry. Come, we must get to the Skyhound.
I was trying to find a boatman that wasn't busy.
Busy or not, it does not matter. Come.
What did you hear about Captain Silver, Senor Gonzalez?
Oh, just a minute, Jerry. Wait until we get a boat.
You, vaquero.
Si, senor.
We wish to go over there to the airplane.
But, senor, I am...
Come, you will be paid.
All right.
Here is my authority.
Yes.
Step into the boat, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Be careful. Be careful you do not step on this fellow's cargo.
Well, I'll be careful.
Over to the airplane, senor?
Si, pronto.
All right.
Jerry, as soon as we are on the Skyhound, you must use the radio to call Cucay and Tex. We must report the news to them.
Yes, sir.
As soon as we are finished, we must decide on a course of action. Perhaps we should find Senorita Santos. She might be able to tell us something.
But what about Captain Silva? Where is he?
Jerry, he was seen yesterday as he awaited the train from Buenaventura.
Then he got here ahead of the train?
Si, Jerry. When the train arrived, there were two men and a woman on board. Capitan Silver was seen talking to them.
Was the woman Valencia Santos?
I do not think so. I do not think Senorita Santos left the train.
Oh. Well, what happened?
Suddenly, something happened, and Capitan Silver knocked the two men down.
Jiminy Cricket.
Then he ran for the train, which was just leaving.
Did he catch it?
Oh, si. He got on board the train. The conductor on the train said there was a fight. Capitan Silver and another man were fighting in a compartment.
Golly.
And there was a girl in the compartment. I think it must have been Valencia Santos.
Gee, what happened in the fight?
Well, Jerry, both men went through the window of the train.
Through the window?
Si, through the window and down the embankment to the marsh below.
Oh, gosh.
They landed in shallow water. Look, look over there, Jerry. How the flooded valley meets the embankment from the tracks.
yes, but... But where's Captain Silver now?
No one knows.
You mean that...
When the authorities got to the place, they found no one. Neither El Capitan nor the other man.
But they couldn't just disappear without a sign, could they? Did the police look underwater?
Oh, see, Jerry, see. There was a thorough search.
Senor Gonzalez, do you think that...
I do not know what to think, Jerry. Here we are. Can you step to the plane?
Oh, sure. Just stand on the pontoon here.
Is this all right, senor?
Muy bien. Here you are, barquero.
Oh, gracias, senor. Gracias.
There's room for both of us in the cockpit, Senor Gonzalez.
All right.
Adios, senor.
Adios, adios.
Jerry, get that radio working as soon as possible.
You bet I will.
Tell Kukai just what I have told you. I will speak to him when you have finished.
Yes, sir. Calling the...
Jerry, ¿qué pasa?
I don't know what's the matter. Listen to this headphone while I speak, will you, Senor Gonzalez?
Por supuesto.
Now, see if you can hear anything. Hello? 1, 2, 3. Did you hear that in the headset?
No, I heard nothing. Doesn't the radio work?
Something's haywire. Oh, hang it all. Hello? Hello?
Jerry, that boat looks as if it is coming here.
Huh? Motorboat? Oh, that one.
Say.
Boy, that's a powerful boat.
Say, it is, it is.
And that fellow certainly knows how to handle it. There, let him reverse the motor to bring it to a stop.
He must be coming to see us. I wonder. Hello?
Hello. You are friends of Senor Capitan Silver?
Say, we are.
What about Captain Silver? This is his plane.
I know it is.
Do you know where Capitan Silver is?
Claro. It was Capitan Silver who sent me here.
He did?
Where is he?
Is he all right?
He's a little injured, but it is not bad.
Why did he send you here?
I have to tow the plane to an anchorage nearer him. He did not want to leave it here.
Oh, golly, thank goodness he's not badly hurt. He'll be all right, won't he? He'll get...
He'll be all right if he follows instructions. You need not worry.
Oh, good.
Perhaps you can help me, senor. It will be easier to tow the plane if someone is in it.
Of course.
Do you have a line?
Si, si.
I will get out, Jerry. I am nearest.
All right. You can stand on the pontoon, Senor Gonzalez, and tie the line on the front.
Yeah, muy bien.
Here is the rope, senor.
I have it. How far do we have to go?
It is quite a distance, senor. We must cross the valley.
Oh.
Did you find Captain Silver after he fell?
He was picked up by a boatman from the plantation.
Oh.
Before the authorities got to the place, huh?
That is correct.
There. I think that rope will hold.
Bueno. I will start slowly.
What is this plantation? Is that where we are going?
Si. It is called La Estaita.
We can hold the rudder straight. That'll help.
Si. Oh, watch it, Jerry. The rope is about to tighten.
Here we go.
Si.
Oh, golly, I'm glad Captain Silver's not badly hurt. We'll be with him in a few minutes.
See, that is right.
Maybe it's just as well the radio didn't work. If we'd reported to Kukai, we'd have to call him back again.
Jerry, I will hold the rudder. You try to fix the rudder.
All right. Boy, that boat has power. Look at the way we're traveling.
See.
Senor Gonzalez, is there something wrong?
I do not know, Jerry.
What do you mean?
There is something about the man in this boat.
Huh?
I cannot think what it is. I am trying to remember.
Say, I thought he looked familiar, too. I wonder if we've seen him before.
I am trying to remember. And I wonder why Capitan Silver was taken to a plantation.
You mean the one we're going to?
Si. I wonder why he was taken to La Estrellita.
Well, Senor Gonzalez will have a shock when he remembers that the man in the motorboat is one of the men he saw in a photograph, one of the Platinum Pirates. And that's only one shock. There'll be more when the undercover man learns the truth about La Estrellita. Tune in with us same time tomorrow for the further adventures of the Sea Hound. Until Until tomorrow, then, Captain Silver says...
We'll see you, Major.
The Adventures of the Sea Hound are written by Fran Stryker and directed by Bill Marshall.